Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to review some numbers, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find a pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name at the top of my paper. And put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So at the top of your paper, you should see some cubes, some snap cubes, building cubes, Lincoln cubes, whatever you want to call them. We are going to color 17 of them. Hold it. I haven't told you what color. We don't want to color too many, and we don't want to color too few. So what I want you to do is find your green crayon. Don't start coloring. We're going to count to 17 and make a dot on every cube until we get to 17. Just a little dot. We're not going to color yet. Just so we know when we get to 17, and then we'll stop drawing a dot. So one little dot for each cube that we count until we get to 17. Ready? Crayons ready. Put a dot on the first cube. One. Scoot over. Two. Count with me. Three. You should be making dots. Four. Scoot over, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so I'm going to stop there. I'm going to wait for you. So you should have a dot on every cube on the top row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Keep going. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Stop there. You should have four cubes left over that we are not going to touch. Nope, not touching them. All right, now we know what 17 cubes look like in that picture. So now let's color all the cubes that we made dots on green. Go ahead, you should be starting. We're going to color the cubes green that we put dots on. We'll have four leftover cubes. If you put a dot on too many, that's okay. Just cross it off or don't color it. It's okay. We are allowed to make mistakes here because I'll probably make a mistake today while I'm talking to you because I do it all the time. I do. I get going too fast and I talk too slow or too fast or I'm crazy and I forget. So 17. We practiced counting while we were drawing dots on our cubes, but let's practice counting again. Let's practice counting to 17 in a robot voice. I need help with my robot. Let's count to 17. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Great. Okay. Now let's count to 17, but let's start at 10. Ready? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay, I just finished coloring my last cube. I have four left over that I'm not going to touch. I'm putting down my green crayon. I'm going to let you finish up. Take about 5 more seconds. 5, 4. 3, 2, 1. Please put down your green crayon, finished or not, and take out a finger. Let's touch the cubes and count them. We'll touch every cube and count it. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay, scoot over. Do you see the numbers? There's three numbers there. Which one says 17? Is it the 1 and the 3, the 1 and the 7, or the 1 and the 9? Which one says 17? Yes, the 1 and the 7. Let's color it green, just like our cubes. The 1, color it green, and the 7, color it green. That says 17. 10 and 7 more make 17. Put down your green crayon. Which one of those numbers says 13? 13. Is it the 1 and the 3 or the 1 and the 9? Yes, it's the 1 and the 3. Let's use our purple crayon to color 13. Purple crayon, color the 1 and the 3. Purple crayon. Alrighty. Take a few more seconds for the number 13. It's purple. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your purple crayon. What number is left? What number is that? The one with the 1 and the 9. Yes, it's 19. Let's color it pink. The 1, color it pink. And the 9, that's the number 19. 19. Alrighty, take about 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's move over to the mice. See the cute little mice with the big ears? All right, we're going to color those gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil or you can use black and color really lightly. I don't have a gray crayon, so I'm just going to use my pencil. We're going to color 13 mice, but we need to make sure we know what 13 mice look like. So we're going to draw a dot on each mouse, just like we did with the cubes. Ready? Get your crayon or your pencil ready and draw a dot on the first mouse. 1, scoot over 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I have a mouse left over on the second row, and the whole last row is not even going to be colored. All right. Start coloring your mice. We're going to color 13. I'm using my pencil. The tails are really little, so I'm not really going to worry about the tails. I'm going to skip those for right now. And maybe when I'm finished, I can go back later and I can color the tails. So I'm using my pencil because I don't have a gray crayon. Nope, I just have the regular 16 count of crayons, and they don't come with gray. It'll be okay. My pencil makes a really nice gray color. All right, so we counted 13 mice. Let's practice counting to 13 again because practice is good for us. And let's practice counting to 13. Ready for this? Ready? In a spooky voice. Because I don't know about you, but I think mice can be spooky. I would scream really loud if I saw one. Yes, I would. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 mice on my page that I am coloring. I don't know about you, but my arm, my hand is kind of getting tired. I don't know if it's because I'm using my pencil or because these are teeny tiny mice. So 13, let's count to 13, but start at 10. Ready? 10, 11, 12, 13. I just colored my last mouse, but you might be behind me, so I'll give you a few more seconds to catch up. I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your gray crayon or your pencil. Finished or not? Let's count the mice that we drew dots on and make sure we have 13. Touch it with your finger. Touch each mouse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay, move over. See the bunch of numbers? All right, I want you to find an orange crayon, and I want you to look for the number 13. Circle it every time you find the number 13. Use your orange crayon to make an orange circle around the number 13. There are six of them, so we'll have six orange circles when we're done. Six orange circles. We're looking for the number 13. It has a 1 and a 3. And then check to see if you have six orange circles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, I found them all. Okay, now let's look for the number 17. Let's use our green crayon and circle the number 17 every time we find it with our green crayon. There are five of them. So we'll have five green circles. 17 is the 1 and the 7. 17. There are five of them. So let's see if we have five green circles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I do. Did you find them? Nice. Okay, put down your green crayon. Pick up your pink crayon. And let's look for the number 19. 19. Use your crayon, your pink one, to circle the number 19. There are five of them. 1, 9 is 19. So when we're finished, we'll have five pink circles.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I got them all. How about you? Excellent. Okay, put down your pink crayon and scoot to where you see four big empty squares. See those four big empty squares? Those are going to be our dice. Find a black crayon. We're going to draw some dots on the dice. All right, ready? Listen carefully. On the first square, or the first dice, draw four spots. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Scoot over. Now draw three spots. 1, 2, 3. Scoot over. Draw five spots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Scoot over. This is our last dice. Draw five spots on the last dice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, put down your black crayon. Let's count our spots on all the dice. Touch the spots and count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. All right, scoot over. We have 10 frames. The first 10 frame is full, and the second 10 frame is empty. Let's color the counters in the first 10 frame orange. Can you find your orange crayon? Let's color and count. Color the first circle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. Okay, in our next 10 frame, we're going to draw three counters with our orange crayon. You have to draw them yourself. 1, 2, 3, and stop there. So put down your orange crayon. If we wanted to count this, we know there's 10 in the first 10 frames. So we would say 10, and then we'll count ours and touch ours. 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 counters in those 10 frames. Okay, find your pencil. We are going to count the spots on the dominoes. Touch the spots with your pencil and count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. How do we write 17? A 1. And a 7. Excellent. Scoot over. Let's count the crayons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. How do we write 13? A 1 and a 3. You got it. 13. Okay, if you scoot down, you're going to see the number 12 and then a row of some spaces and some numbers. We're going to trace some numbers and fill in some missing numbers. Let's trace the 12. 1, 2, trace it. 12, what comes next? 13, write a 1 and a 3. So we have 12, 13, 14 comes next. Write a 1 and a 4. Then 15, trace the 15. So we have 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Write a 1 and a 6. What comes after 16? 17. Write a 1 and a 7 for 17. And then trace the number 18. Good. All right, scoot down. There's a 17 in the middle with spaces on either side. We have to think what comes before 17. What comes before 16? Write a 1 and a 6. So now it says 16, 17. What do we put next? 18. Write a 1 and an 8. Scoot over. Now 19 is in the middle of two empty spaces. Trace the 19. What comes before 19 when we're counting? 18. Write a 1 and an 8. So now when we read this, it says 18. 19, what do we need? 20. How do we write 20? 20. You did it. We did the whole thing. We're so good. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.